Well, good Wednesday morning, church. Halfway through the week, it's great to share this Wednesday morning with you. Today, we're going to be in Paul's first letter to Timothy, chapter 2, verses 1 through 15, where instructions are given on how and for whom to pray, including praying for kings and all others who are in authority. According to Paul, it was important for Christians to show respect to authorities so that they could avoid trouble. In this way, they could hope to gain respect for their beliefs, gain new members, and lessen the risk of being persecuted. And so, again, God's saving word for us this week is encouragement. And let's begin. First of all, then, I urge that petitions, prayers, requests, and thanksgivings be offered to God for all people, for kings and all others who are in authority, that we may live a quiet and peaceful life with all reverence toward God and with proper conduct. This is good, and it pleases God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to come to know the truth. For there is one God, and there is one who brings God and human beings together, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself to redeem the whole human race. That was the proof at the right time that God wants everyone to be saved. And that is why I was sent as an apostle and teacher to the Gentiles to proclaim the message of faith and truth. I am not lying. I am telling the truth. In every church service, I want the men to pray, men who are dedicated to God and can lift up their hands in prayer without anger or argument. I want also the women to be modest and sensible about their clothes and to dress properly, not with fancy hairstyles or with gold ornaments or pearls or expensive dresses, but with good deeds, as it is proper for women to claim to be religious. Women should learn in silence and all humility. I do not allow them to teach or to have authority over men. They must keep quiet. For Adam was created first, then Eve. And it was not Adam who was deceived. It was the woman who was deceived and broke God's law. But a woman will be saved through having children if she perseveres in faith and love and holiness with modesty. Well, today's key verse is 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. For there is one God, and there is one who brings God and human beings together, the man Jesus Christ, who gave himself to redeem the whole human race. Now, this is interesting in that Paul is teaching that God wants even the kings and all of those in high authority to come to know him as their Lord and Savior. And therefore, we need to be praying openly for their success, for wisdom, for all of these things. I think we practice that in our prayers every Sunday as we pray for those who are in authority over us, those who work down in the office and whatever, because as they are blessed, they recognize that there is somebody who is praying for their blessing. Let us pray. Gracious God, this day I pray for all those who hold positions of authority in our country. Grant them your wisdom, O God, and guide their decisions. Amen. Well, sadly, that brings our time together to an end today. Join us tomorrow, where we will be in Paul's first letter to Timothy, chapter 3, verses 1 through 16, where the Apostle Paul gives instructions for church leaders and helpers. Until then, God bless is my prayer for you.